MGTOW Man, welcome back. So yesterday I touched on an article that Rollo Tomasi wrote, "What is MGTOW's endgame?" is one of the questions he asked. And I responded to that question and I said, you, as in any of you, tell me. All of you individually, tell me what your endgame is, because only you can tell me what the endgame is. Every day he is conquering his old self. So the MGTOW lifestyle and philosophy is so powerful because it reminds us of that. But it also causes us to look at ourselves every day. And I'm going to touch on the doppelganger. As you sit out by a pond or a placid lake in the middle of the woods, maybe you sit out on the Appalachian Trail, maybe you're on the footsteps of the Alps, maybe you're out in some unknown city in northern Canada. As you sit there, you realize that the truth is really being ignored. You're not keeping up with the Joneses. You're keeping up with yourself, your reflection as you look in that lake. As I was listening to a 3-hour interview between Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson, I took some notes and wanted to share what he said. Obviously, I know that I'm going to get some JP is not pro MGTOW, you should not be listening to him comments, but that's neither here nor there. He makes a lot of good points aside from those discussions about MGTOW, and I'm learning something from the talks. And I want to touch on something that he said, rule number 4 in his book. The blue pill world is typically based on being naive. Often what is related to being naive is being arrogant. So if you're arrogant, you're not able to see where you lack in life. You can't see your weaknesses, your blinders. That's a dangerous thing. And if you're a fighter, especially if you're a soldier, your life is on the line because of that. But even if you're working some small job, even if you're doing something menial every day and you have your blinders up, you can be putting yourself in long-term danger. Your diet, whatever it is. So in order to break down blinders, you need to be willing to self-examine, and humility is needed to do that. The blue pill mindset pursues things believing in self in the wrong ways, or they're too confident. They're too confident in themselves or in the circumstances around them. The red pill produces confidence because it's about taking inventory. We are taking personal inventory and understanding what the personal inventory affords us in the realm of the worlds and barriers and challenges. So rule number 4 in his book, it states, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to someone else today. If you don't do that, oftentimes you never go anywhere. So I've been guilty of this, and I can think of my high school days before I really got into weightlifting. I never did because, you know, you hit puberty a little bit later, you get kind of behind. All of the guys in front of you have been doing it for a while, so you think, I don't want to start. The problem was, I wasn't trying to beat myself at the time. I was trying to beat something that I couldn't compete with at the moment. I needed to humble myself. Getting over that mental battle is something we do in a lot of areas of our life, a lot of arenas. So why didn't I reflect and just start to improve rather than compare? Well, apparently, I had a lot of pride in me. It was because my pride was too high to consider working on the simple things, to establish a base with weightlifting and then go from there. And as a result, you end up wasting time. So you're essentially competing with other things in this world and leaving yourself behind if you are taking that prideful standpoint. Something quite contrary to MGTOW and what we're trying to accomplish individually. The only thing that should be being revealed to us is our weakness in a certain area or our strength in a certain area as we look in the mirror at the gym. And often we get into ruts in life where we feel we're too far behind, like I was. So I thought I needed to do something magical to make up for all the lost time that I had. I thought I had to do something with a snap of a finger, some magic pill would help me get to where I needed to be, and then I would take weightlifting seriously. And that is the wrong perspective. This is what happens to a lot of people, especially later in life and even to some early in life that are having regrets. They were not willing to take incremental steps with things. And oftentimes what prevents us from taking incremental steps is not having the humility to do the small thing. We never took responsibility and we end up getting depressed and feeling out of the game at an age, whatever it is. So unless there's a magic pill, you never start. And that is why Jordan Peterson will say, clean your room. It's a low enough task for us to aim to and try to accomplish. And if we can do that, then we can do the next thing. We feel like we've accomplished one thing and we have improved. Our conscience gets cleaner. And he says, maybe we need to aim lower. I don't know how to start improving my life, he says rhetorically. Well, you're not aiming low enough. There is something that you could do that you're regarding as trivial that you could do. And if you would do it, it would result in an actual improvement. But you won't lower yourself enough to take the opportunity. We're thinking, I should know how to program by now. And because you want to get to that point where you're proficient enough to make a difference, you never even start learning the basics. So the doppelganger. So it's considered to be an omen of death. And Abraham Lincoln was said to remark that he used to see himself as two when he'd look himself in the mirror. Mary Todd thought that he would be appointed for a second term. That's what she thought it was. Rather, we know the ending. He was assassinated. Many cultures see the shadow as the external soul. If you don't have a shadow, you don't have a soul. Dracula doesn't have a reflection. Thus, anyway, enough of the superstition. But weirdly, this conversation that Jordan Peterson had with Rogan and what he said about defeating your former self and becoming more prompted me to think weirdly back into my childhood playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. I used to play that game, and Dark Link is one of the characters that Link, who the main protagonist, has to face. Dark Link is a reflection of Link himself. He's the doppelganger. If you're not familiar with Link, Link is the main protagonist, as I said, and Dark Link is very much an enigma in the game. We don't know much about him other than pretty much everything about Link is reflected in him, other than some appearance differences, and Link is right-handed, Dark Link is generally left-handed. Arguably, the most memorable encounter in any of the games is this encounter right here, as they face in kind of an X-Files-looking arena that's a massive reflective pool of water, which I think is very fitting. I think it delivers the message. This doppelganger clash is about looking at yourself in the mirror. It's not the biggest juncture in the game, but it's regarded as oddly being the scariest or one of the most unnerving in the game. They both wear the same attire, albeit being different shades. They have the same moves and the same style of fighting, and it's loosely regarded as Link's greatest challenge. It's one of my favorite battles, but I believe that it is so eerie because it's a very strange situation. You are examining yourself, your weaknesses, while you're trying to take down your enemy, which is you. So it's the ultimate test. You're defeating yourself, and in order to win, you have to take advantage of your weaknesses. But in doing that, you are thinking about your own weaknesses. That's a very strange feeling when you're fighting. When you're competing against anyone, while you're trying to fight, you're trying to win, but you're thinking about what you're not good at in order to win. It's not like a typical battle when you're thinking about a more foreign enemy. You're thinking about their unique things that are making them weak. What is their Achilles heel? Where are their weak spots? You are thinking about them. You are not in your own mind trying to get past your own weaknesses. And if you think about it, facing your doppelganger is even more difficult than facing something foreign. Trying to stay focused while not crumbling is that challenge, because it's been shown that if you were to think negative thoughts as you're doing a bench press rep or you're doing a squat rep, you generally, you're going to lift less. And it exemplifies our challenge. And I think that this is why one of the most memorable encounters in that game series, and really in literature and in our lives, come with this doppelganger clash. As a result, Navi, who is the guy that goes along Link in his adventure, says, conquer yourself before facing Dark Link in one of the encounters. So there, in two words, conquer yourself, that is our endgame in MGTOW. And of course, it's a solitary endgame. There's my answer to yesterday's question that I looked at. Conquering the self, destroying yesterday's doppelganger, and becoming something new. Whatever that unique thing is for you in your life. It could be a skill, it could be one very small part of your life, or it could be you as a whole. Maybe they all come together as one amalgamation, one big improvement each day. So sunrisecity@gmail.com, sunrisecity on Twitter is where I'm at. Hoodies up, man. Hoodies out.